The next question is Nathiel Camel. The first name is N like in November, A like in Alpha, T like in Tango, I, E, L like in Lima. Last name, C like in Charlie, A like in Alpha, M like in Mike, E like in Echo, L like in Lima. Camo. This is the clinical case of a 35-year-old African-American male that is a patient that has focal sclerosis glomerulonephritis. And CKD stage 4 associated to this glomerulopathy. The patient has been with a nephrotic range proteinuria, initially 5 grams, and we decided to put him on ACTAR, AC, in capital A, capital C, capital T, capital H, capital A, capital R, 80 milligrams twice a week. IM. And the patient has been very faithful taking these medications on Mondays and Thursdays. The main concern has been the arterial hypertension that got out of control with a diastolic of 96. But on the other hand, in the laboratory workup, the comprehensive metabolic profile, the creatinine is 4.1, the estimated GFR is 18. The total protein is 5.8, the serum electrolytes are with a normal limit, the albumin is 3.5. The protein creatinine ratio went down to 1,033 milligrams per gram of creatinine. That is a remarkable improvement. The patient is to continue taking the same medication. Number two, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure has been approached with the administration of clonidine 0.2 milligrams 3 times a day. Bumex 0.5 milligrams on a daily basis, carvedilol 25 milligrams POBID, and nifedipine 30 milligrams POBID. Since the blood pressure is 140 over 96, we are going to increase the administration of nifedipine ER to 60 milligrams in the evening and 30 in the morning. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia that is being treated with the administration of Uloric. There is a significant decrease in the uric acid. For the next appointment, we are going to order the determination. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been under control, hemoglobin A1C is 6, and the blood sugar, he takes it regularly, twice a day, and has been under control. The patient continues to lose weight. We started to with 201 pounds, and we are down to 172 pounds with a BMI of 29.5. Following number hyperlipidemia, the serum cholesterol is now within range. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup, and the patient was advised to get in touch with us if he develops any complications. We invested 10 minutes in reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.